If you are able, will you please stand and join me in the call to worship? God of creation, shaper of seas and stars, of planets and of people. God, born in Bethlehem, gurgling, crying, laid in a manger. God, breath of the universe, flickering, dancing in the candle flame. God, Emmanuel, amongst us, within us.
Let us pray together the prayer of invocation as found in your bulletin. God of earth and heaven, when you brought your firstborn into the world, you sent your angel messengers, swift as the winds, and your servants, like flames of fire, to tell the glad news. Give us courage in the midst of all your shadows to praise you, the light of the to sing glory to your beloved Son, who came to live among us, full of grace and truth. In the name we pray. Amen. No more let sin and sorrow grow. Jesus calls us to be in the light, to prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love. Let us turn to God for forgiveness and live. And let us take a few moments and make our own private confessions to God. Let us pray together the prayer of confession as found in the bulletin. God of glory, you sent your Son to take away our sins. We celebrate Jesus' birth, and we ask you to change us, heal us, make us your children. Help us to praise you by our lives for the gift of Jesus. Keep us from neglecting to honor Jesus with gifts of mercy and kindness, from failing to welcome and you love with love for each other, for allowing lesser lights to blind us to the light that's overcome, from forgetting to call to the needy and the cry of the world for peace. We give you thanks for the love of Jesus and for him who lives among us. Amen. Good Christian friends, rejoice. Jesus was born to save. He has opened heaven's door, and we are blessed forevermore. Christ was born for this. Christ was born for this.
Let us state what we believe using this Christmas creed from Latin America. I believe in Jesus Christ and in the power of the gospel, which began in Bethlehem. I believe in the one whose spirit glorified a small village, of whose coming the shepherds saw the sign, and for whom there was not room in the inn. I believe in the one whose life changed the course of history, for whom the kings of the earth had no power, and who was not understood by the proud. I believe in the one whom the poor, the oppressed, the discouraged, the afflicted, the sick, the blind, the leprous gave welcome and accepted as Lord and Savior. I believe in peace, reconciliation, forgiveness, and the transforming power of the gospel. I believe that Christmas is strength and power, and that this world can be changed if with humility and with faith we kneel before the manger. I believe that I must be the first to do so.
In a time of violence and despair, an ancient prophet gives good news. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. The boots of earth-shaking armies on the march, the soldiers' cloaks rolled in blood, are destined to be burned, food for the fire. For a child has been born to us. Wide will be the dominion and boundless the peace. With justice and righteousness from now on, forevermore. We light the Christ candle, thankful that God has come to us. Not as a conquering hero, but as a child, whose faithful, peaceful life will follow God's way of love. Living God, come to our world. May the love of Christ shine brightly at the center of our lives, spreading warmth and light in us. in this congregation and everywhere. Amen.
As we start our lessons in carols, Larry and I were talking the other day, and I know as a young boy, I came to this day, the day after Christmas, and I always felt so deflated. I just, like, you know, and I remember hearing a commentator say one day about all the broken toys today could feed all the hungry people in the world, period. And as Larry and I were sharing, you know, Christmas hasn't ended. It's just started. We've been going into Advent and looking and to Christmas, and now Christmas is here. And we've got 10 days, 12 days to celebrate and to celebrate Christmas. And so I hope that today, that as we enjoy this beautiful sanctuary and the warmth, it's not snowing in here, the nice warmth of this time, that Christmas and that after thing won't affect you, but it will stir within you excitement. I was so happy this morning as I was coming to church, and I turned on the radio and they were still playing some Christmas carols. And I said, yeah, you know, they didn't just stop it, like, boom. So as we journey into our lessons and carols, I hope that Christmas will still be birthing within inside of you. So reading from the Gospel according to Luke, begin reading with the first verse of the second chapter. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration that was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. And Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Thank you.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before him, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This shall be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger.
Thank you.
And when they saw this, they made known what had been told them about the child. And all who heard it were amazed in what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. I certainly know that we want to be praying for those who are going to be traveling today, right? And specifically those headed north. As I called this morning to check on Larry, I knew he had to go to North Carolina this weekend, and I said, "Are you home? Are you frozen in the pagan north?" He said, "No, he is home." So I know that there are those that are traveling, and maybe some in your family that have to make connections or whatever. And I know there's a lot of anxiety in regard to that. And we certainly want to be remembering those who are out and about on this blustery winter's day. Are there any other concerns that you would like to make specific requests for this morning? Hearing none, let us be in an attitude of prayer. Our gracious Lord, we come to you on this wonderful day. A wonderful day to be with your people and to be in this sanctuary where we feel the love of Christ and the love of each one as we share the blessings of this season with family and friends that have come from far and wide to be with us and to renew the family connection and to renew the bonds that hold us so dear. We pray, dear God, for those who are not able to be with families this day. We pray for whatever their reasons. We pray for them. for those who are lost and lonely, for those who need a Savior, for our church as we embrace this wonderful season and reflect upon our commitment and the message that we bring, for the mission that we have here in Greenwood and in other places. For the ways that you have blessed us in the past, Almighty God, we give you thanks. For those who have shared wonderful times of fellowship here in this church, in this time of the year, and for their memories, we give you thanks. We pray for those little ones that are being nurtured and loved by us, that we too would instill within them the blessed message of faith and of the baby Jesus, of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We thank you again, dear God, for the freedom that we enjoy as a people. We thank you for the sacrifices that have been made for those who have formed our great land and those who have established the church. And we pray, dear God, again, that you will help us to continue to press onward toward a more holy lifestyle, a more wholesome and dedicated faith, that the gospel of Jesus Christ, the light that it shines, would shine brighter and brighter until that perfect day. And we shall all rest together in your habitation. And we pray as you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, and the glory, forever. Amen. Let us worship the Lord now with our morning tithes and offering. Sisters, would you come, please? Thank you. Let's pray. Mighty God, you have founded the earth. The heavens are the work of your hands. We bring to you gifts of God. And we honor you with what you have given us. We thank you for the goodness of this day and the bounty we enjoy. Accept our praise for the gift of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. I would like to thank all of you for coming out on this cold day. And Hamp and I were talking earlier on the phone, I said, for those who come, we'll have service. And those who don't can stay home. So I appreciate you for coming. I also appreciate Larry and for all the work that he has done during Advent and for this order of worship that he established. You can look at him now and see he's a lot more relaxed than he was about 6 weeks ago. So we are just so fortunate to have such a wonderful staff. And as you've heard me say before, I'm just so thankful for my staff. And I wish all of you a blessed Christmas and a wonderful new year. And so let us follow along with the responsive benediction. Mysterious God, confounding our expectation, meeting us where we least expect to find you.
Save us now.
Child of the manger, healing our pain, sharing our weaknesses.
Save us now.
Source of life, birth of God, within our own experience.
Save us now.
Stay with us and our family. Stay with us on our journey.
Walk in silence. Live with us.